with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Pentagon's internal watchdog will review the secrecy surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization.
Austin is still in the hospital with complications from prostate cancer surgery. The Defense Department waited days to tell the White House Austin transferred authority to his deputy. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says protocols are being reviewed, but there are limits.
We're not going to track the GPS coordinates on somebody's mobile phone in the administration, and we're not going to plant a microchip in their neck like they're a poodle.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher is on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The Secretary of Defense's location and his ability to respond cannot be in question.
Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks has been taking on some of Austin's day-to-day duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump decried his civil fraud trial outside the courtroom today after being shut down by the judge while addressing the court. Trump says he runs a major business in New York City, and this type of prosecution will drive other business owners away.
I pay millions and millions of dollars a year. We pay approximately $300 million over a fairly short period of time, and they don't want me to pay it anymore. This is a very serious problem because companies are fleeing New York. They ought to focus on the crime, violent crime in the city. One of the reasons they're fleeing.
U.S. and British militaries are bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike using warship-launched Tomahawk missiles. That's according to several U.S. officials. They say the military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose a fraction, the S&P down 3. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization is working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows that anti-Semitism has surged in the U.S. following the Hamas attack on Israel back in October, but the Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates that there were nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidences in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023. That total includes 60 physical assaults. This is SRN News. A Russian activist and Putin critic has been detained over alleged terrorism offenses, according to his lawyers. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The lawyer of Sergei Udaltsov, a Russian pro-war activist and critic of President Vladimir Putin, has said his client has been taken into custody over alleged terrorism offenses. Udaltsov is the leader of the Left Front, a group of political parties that oppose Putin and are affiliated with the Communist Party. He stands out from other opposition figures as he has supported the war and the annexation of Crimea, while remaining critical of Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A bomb threat has sent an anti-explosives unit into a bustling area of Ecuador's tense capital as the South American nation staggers under a spike of violence blamed on drug gangs. Police have evacuated the area in the capital of Quito after being alerted to an alleged backpack of explosives. More details at srnnews.com.